Well, Conor, it goes without saying that this evening's game against Donegal and Tyrone is a real, real four-pointer.
Oh, without a doubt, a big game for both teams. You know, they're sitting at the bottom end of the table, and I'm sure they'll all be at the top end of it, but a massive game and a massive 2 points for the winners available on Saturday evening, so big game and one that we look forward to going and seeing.
Does that mean there's a little bit extra pressure on the home team in games like this, or does that really matter? Is that overhyped a bit?
That sort of overhypes, you know. I think that it sort of doesn't really matter now. You look at the way the league's going. Anybody can sort of beat anybody in any given day or any given venue, so I wouldn't really worry too much about home venue. Donegal can come down the road and take 2 points just to Sunday, you know, so I wouldn't worry too much about where the game's at or who's playing who or whatever. It's all whatever happens on the day or any given night. Any result can happen, as we've seen.
Before we look further at the game itself, what do you make of Tyrone so far this year?
I suppose they've received a lot of criticism maybe in the media circles and for performances and maybe their style of play, but Ocean News maybe took a wee bit more in-depth look for it. They created a lot of chances against a very good Dublin team and didn't take them. Kicked a lot of wides, kicked the right few in the keeper's hands, so maybe they had to cough them chances because we got up in 16 wides. So had to cough them chances, again, it could have been a different story. You look at the last day against Monaghan. I think Matty Donnelly had a goal chance in the first half. If it had hit the net, could have been a different result, different game, you know. So they've been thereabouts. A few things, maybe bits of luck here and there. You wouldn't know they could be sitting on maybe 6 points at the stage and looking maybe for a league final place, you know. So fine margins, but we're still working on maybe trying to get a settled team. Maybe I see a few changes then for Saturday night again. So if we get a settled team and boys may be playing well again, you never know what could happen.
And tell me, Mickey Hart was a little bit critical, not critical of any individuals, but critical of the team probably the last day after the defeat to Monaghan, that they didn't probably go on and finish the game out and take chances when they were there to be taken.
I definitely suppose again near the end we had two or three in the keeper's hands, maybe one or two sort of shot wide that could have been scored. So he'd be pleased, I suppose, that they're creating them chances. But again, on the other side of it, he'd rather see them chances going over the bar or in the back of the net. So was that someone they've probably been working on? Knowing Mickey, he sort of maybe likes the fine detail stuff, and he'd want to see the job completed, you know, every attack completed with a score. And I suppose that's someone they'll be looking to rectify now come Saturday evening.
As you mentioned, you've noticed a couple of changes, Padraig McNulty and Mark Bradley into the team. What do you make of those two changes?
I suppose maybe they deserve their chance. I suppose Mickey picks a lot of his teams on how you perform in training and stuff like that, so maybe the boys deserve their chance. Again, I suppose Matty maybe more advanced, maybe Matty Donnelly more advanced in the half-hour line maybe could be a good option. I'd like to see Matty maybe really driving at teams, really committing teams to tackle them and then getting the support off that again would help, you know. So I think that's good enough. Padraig's there now a couple of years and good big midfielder, been playing fairly well at club level on his own, so he deserves a chance. And again, Mark, we all know what Mark can do on his day. If he gets plenty of ball and a bit of space, he can cause damage. So hopefully the two boys have good games and we'll see how it goes for them.
Yeah. Michael McKernan, he's a relatively new player, isn't he?
Yes, I tell you the truth, very, very, very well impressed with him. He looks a lad that's very fit, up and down the field. Again, a good tight marker. Again, been shown well this last number of years in club championship football here. So, really impressed. I thought he played probably one of Tyrone's best players against Monaghan. I thought he'd done very well for a lad at first year in the panel. So, good to see him getting another run out again on Saturday evening. So, against a strong Donegal team as well. So, it'll be all a good learning experience for them boys as well. So, likes of him and the young McKiernan and Padraig McNulty, good learning experience playing against these teams.
And tell me, how is Donegal viewed? This Donegal team viewed in Tyrone?
Probably always dangerous, no matter how the results are going or how they're performing. Always a really tricky game for Tyrone, no matter where it's played or what time of year it's played. They're always fairly competitive. Donegal always seem to be nearly raise the game for Tyrone. You know, they always sort of step up a gear when they're playing Tyrone team, so Tyrone have to really match that. Donegal always seem to bring a great level of intensity to a Tyrone game. You know, they're really up the stakes on it. You know, every ball matters, and it's going to be no different on Saturday evening, and that's someone the Tyrone players really have to do. They have to sort of fight for every ball, every every ball matters, or every even tackle matters, and it's going to be a massive, massive game for the Throne at the minute, and really hopefully someone that can look forward to and really push on in again and build in again for the future.
When we look at the table, really, there's nothing between the teams. I suppose you're really looking from Kerry down, who are in fourth place. They're on 4 points. Donegal, Tyrone, and Mayo are on two each, and Kildare yet to play. And you have Monaghan going to Galway, Kerry going to Dublin. It's hard to see them get anything in Croke Park on Sunday, and you have Kildare hosting Mayo, so it's all very tight, isn't it?
Oh, very tight. You know, you possibly could be getting 4 points and end up maybe staying up in the division as well, you know, so I think leaves things very, very tight. And Tyrone have, after this weekend, Mayo first of all away, and then Kerry at home, so another two tough games to come. So Saturday evening's game is very, very important, I think. I think at the 2 points on the board, it was leave them on four. They'd look forward to the next two games with good bit of optimism, and really look forward to pushing on. You know, still 6 points up for grabs. You know, 3 games left, 6 points up for grabs, so anything can happen. And, you know, a great challenge for the boys, great challenge. If I was just playing, everybody's sort of writing you off now at the minute, writing the Throne players off, so a great challenge now. You should be sitting down going, right, I'm looking forward to the next 3 games and really going to give everything a chance to get the wins. And, you know, that's where you want to be, playing the big teams, the good teams, and about the time of year to leading in the championship, to playing three top teams now that they've finished off the league.
And playing in Healy Park, is that worth a point or two?
I don't think so. Home advantage really doesn't really matter. You know, you just look at maybe likes of Galway, go down to Kerry, and one in there, like, so anything can happen. As I said, anything can happen any given day, so home advantage doesn't really matter. The way sort of the systems now, more systems maybe based type football, I don't think home advantage or anything like that really matters too much.
And is home advantage maybe a disadvantage in that maybe you're in a little bit more pressure maybe as a result?
I suppose there's been talk of that before since Tyrone, that maybe Tyrone don't like playing at Healy Park, rather play away, but I always like playing at Healy Park. It's your home ground. You know, you're playing for Tyrone. I don't think it should matter. I don't really think it does matter to the players. You know, just go out and enjoy the game and give everything you have for the cause for that on that particular day. And as I said, I don't think it really matters where the games are played. It's getting the wins is the most important.